I just realized I've been kind of like trying to navigate New York, and then I was like, shit.
Well, it's a beautiful place to navigate, so no judgment on my end.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Yeah, really good. Really good. A bit spaced out after being on the road for a couple of weeks, and it's my first time in all of these places, so kind of like a kid in a sweet shop.
Yeah, are you liking it so far? Are you liking the US vibes?
I am. Like, New York in particular is my first time here.
And you're playing two nights there, right? Tonight's the second night?
Exactly.
That
yeah, tonight's the second night, and at Terminal 5. Yeah. Have you been there?
I have been. You guys have been playing some really incredible venues.
Yeah, I mean the ones in Canada, I have to say, have really stood out for me gig wise. Our gig in Montreal was like the highlight of the tour so far.
Was that the City Folk Festival you played?
No, that was Ottawa.
Okay.
Another highlight. That was amazing.
Where did you play in Montreal that you liked so much?
Montreal. Oh, off the top of my head, I can't remember.
Names don't matter. What made it so special for you?
It was the audience, really. The audience just, like, they were, you know, the dream audience to have on a stage, where they were giving you everything for the upbeat numbers and then really enjoying the slower numbers, and just, like, so delighted by the gig and being there, that you stand on stage being so delighted to be there. And a very similar, I'd say, like, the most iconic venue that the Pogues, like, have had, like, really special gigs is a venue in Glasgow called the Barrowland Ballroom. Otherwise known as the Barras. And it's just really well known for them having, like, the most rowdy, amazing kind of electric gigs. And a few people at the show in Montreal kind of compared that audience to the Glasgow audience. Yeah, it was special.
My first introduction to the Barrowlands was an old recording of Oasis playing there back in the 2000s. And then I just went down the rabbit hole. And, I mean, the fans look absolutely electric there.
Yeah, it's always a wild gig. Like, I've got friends in an amazing Irish band called the Mary Wallopers.
Oh, I love the Mary Wallopers.
Have you, you know them. So, like, they're big enough now that they could be playing, like, you know, the kind of arena show in Glasgow, but instead they've chosen to do five nights in the Barrowlands rather than one night in the arena, you know, just because of the buzz of the venue and the fans. It's just great.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I'm from Chicago, and the Riot Fest crowds that you'll be playing to on Friday, I'm not trying to set your expectations too high, but I'm a longtime goer of that festival, and it is...
Are you kidding?
Oh, I'm absolutely there. I'm front row for you. I'm getting there during Stiff Little Fingers.
Class.
You guys have been circled on the calendar for months, ever since it was announced. But it's crowd surfing, it's, you know, moshing, it's the whole nine. It's a good vibe.
Brilliant. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, so it's you did a stretch in the UK. You're doing some dates in the States right now. I mean, you guys have a ton of people on stage. How has the tour been as a whole?
I mean, considering how many of us, it's like the most harmonious and hilarious group of people. I mean, like, honestly, the gigs have been amazing, but everything surrounding the gigs, like the bus journeys, have been just places of complete kind of hilarity, and we've written a lot of songs together on the buses.
Really?
You know, a lot of songs that are quite silly, you know, like playing a game where you have to make up an album name and then write a track list, and then you choose to write one of the songs, and we've played that a couple of times, and we've done a lot of games, you know, poetry games where you write a line and fold over the piece of paper and pass it on, and then you end up with this absolutely bizarre poem from all of our brains. And yeah, it's been a real place of like just nonsense, but also just really amazing, open, creative people. And like the, you know, there's obviously the three original members, James, Jem, and Spider, and they're just, you know, and then there's a there's the kind, what they refer to as their children, which is all of us.
Oh.
Who they, you know, and it really feels like that. It does feel like one big family.
Oh.
It's amazing. And we all just feel so lucky to be doing it.
That's
It's
so
such an
sweet.
honor.
I mean, it's such a
Yeah.
cool progression of the legacy. My whole family's from Ireland, so the Pogues were the soundtrack to growing up and everything. And it's, I never thought I'd get an opportunity to see them. And so, like, what does kind of this legacy mean? Like, what is your relationship with the Pogues growing up?
I think similarly, like growing up with my parents, listening to them and like knowing of this guy, Shane McGowan, that was just this absolute legend and mad character. Like growing up, you know, we'd be singing the songs at Christmas and but obviously like my parents would have been going to see them when they were like a bit younger than I am now. So I really just grew up knowing them as legends that I would probably never get to see, and then suddenly getting asked if I would might get up and sing a song with them was like, I can't do that. Like I didn't think I had that kind of voice in me to sing the song. One of my songs I sing is Poor Paddy Works on the Railway, and that's like requires you to be quite raucous. And I just didn't think I had that voice because the rest of the stuff I sing is pretty kind of mellow and folky, and they like I've absolutely found it thanks to them. And like, you know, it's the band is not trying to be what it was with Shane McGowan. Nobody's trying to replace anyone. You know, he has written songs that will last forever, and we're just so lucky to be carrying on singing them. And yeah, it's a real like love for him all through the show.
Yeah, oh, that's so special.
Yeah, it really is.
Now,
It is.
Ireland is kind of the UK as a whole are it's kind of a hotbed right now for kind of the best new bands between you mentioned the Mary Wallopers, you have Fontaines, Kneecap, Sam Fender even from more of the British side of it. But I mean, is there anything that you have your eye on right now? Any artists from across the pond that us Americans should be keen into?
Well, I mean, apart from the ones you've just mentioned, I don't know if you've come across Lancome.
I haven't.
They're dark Irish folk band. Like, they're fantastic, and one of their members is playing guitar with us on this tour. John Francis Flynn is also brilliant from Dublin, and he's singing a couple of songs with us, so you'll see. I mean, yeah, Ireland is just constantly pumping out these amazing musicians at the moment. And then like I'm from Scotland myself, but I'm living in London now, and like it's kind of exhausting living in London because there's something like there's a brilliant gig to go to kind of every day,
Not a bad
which I'm
problem to
sure is kind
have.
of a, yeah, it's not a bad problem to have. But yeah, no, I think this group of musicians is a particularly special group because there's so many people that have their own projects that are very exciting at the moment. You know, Lisa O'Neill, who's singing some of the big numbers with us on this tour, is like her solo project is absolutely amazing. I'm doing some shows supporting her as soon as I get back.
And yourself too. You have your album Bang coming out November 21st. You have a few singles out right now. You have a music video for Dilute. I mean, this is a big year for you. This is exciting.
Yeah, it's all going on. And it's been, you know, bringing out my first record is it's taken a long time and a lot of work, and it feels like, you know, a lot has gone into this year, and then suddenly it's all happening at once. And so it feels great to be putting out my solo music and working on that alongside doing the Pogue stuff because it's all so different, but all kind of feeding into each other. And my solo music is so different from this. So I feel like they're just feeding different avenues, if you like.
Yeah, I've listened to your stuff and it's got such a like feeling to it, such an like it sets over you when you listen to it. And even going back to like your first EP, Finding Her in the Grass, like you have such a unique sound that like has just consistently been yours.
Thank you.
Now,
Thank you. Yeah, well,
sorry.
I've really, no, that's okay. And I'm actually, I'm outside a restaurant just now because I met up with my producer who produced Bang. She's in New York right now. I think working with her and working with the musicians on the album has been really key to like developing the sound because I really just started as me in my bedroom with my guitar with like a knowledge of three chords, and that's where the first EP came from. And so it's really exciting the prospect that this album's gonna, because I've done so much solo touring supporting people, and now with this record I'm gonna be playing with full band, and I can't wait.
Yeah, you got some co-headline dates with Robin Kester and then your album release show on the 27th at the Social. Is there any like what's I mean, you have so much going on this year. What is the most exciting thing for you?
I think apart from these folk shows, I think the next thing will be the album launch in London. That'll feel like a big moment because I've not really done a headline show under my own name before. And so much has gone into getting this album out in the world. We're self-releasing it, and I just hope it's a big celebration of the music. And the thing I've been enjoying this year the most, actually, consider because we recorded the album like. We recorded it nearly 2 years ago now, so the songs have been around for a long time. But this year, I've really been focusing on the visual and the videos to go alongside the tracks, and that I think has really injected the music with a currency of how I am as an artist at this point versus how I was when I wrote the songs. And I've just been so enjoying that creative process and finding amazing people to work with. And so I'm about to make the next music video for the next single, which is called Murder Mystery.
Ooh.
I'll tell you. It's kind of a play on like Scandi noir murder mystery song. It's very surreal. But we've got a really exciting plan for the music video for that. So I'm excited to make that when I get home.
This is so exciting. Now, I won't keep you too much longer. I got one more question for you. Thank you so much for taking the time with me. But okay, so this new
Oh.
album of yours, you mentioned Emily Dickinson as a previous influence like for the song Summer. What influences, like are there any forms of media that you really fall back on that just always hit the inspiration chord for you?
I think reading poetry is probably always where I go to. Reading poetry and people watching would be probably my two, like if I'm needing material, I'm just like obsessed with watching people and writing that focuses on kind of everyday experience and the subtleties of daily living, that sometimes we miss. Because life is, we're occupied by big things in life. So writers like Hannah Sullivan has always been a big inspiration, and Alice Oswald. And Hannah Sullivan has this poetry collection called Three Poems, and it's the best kind of observation of like busy life that I've read. Yeah, I'd say that, and I mean it's th this record is a big one because it really does detail kind of the last 15 years of my life, and going forward the stuff will probably be a bit more current. But yeah, I'm so excited to have it out in the world.
Well, you can listen to it on November 21st. You can catch Iona with the Pogues this Friday at Riot Fest. I'll be walking around, keep my eye out for you guys.
So
Yeah.
sorry, it's a bit noisy here.
It's a noisy city, don't worry.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so nice to speak to you, Logan. I'll see you on Friday.
I'll see you then. Thank you so much for taking time with me.
No worries, all the best.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.